The feud between NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones is going to hit Jerry Jones in the pocketbook. And this news came out yesterday. My first reaction, and I'm sure it was true for most Cowboys fans, was, wow, they're going to charge Jerry $2 million? I know you're thinking, well, that's pocket change for Jerry. And maybe it is, but still $2 million. But it could be much more than that. It's the Washington Post that said that Jones will be fined $2 million for his attempt to derail a contract extension for Roger Goodell. The Post said Jones had been warned by the Competition Committee, that's six owners in the NFL, that his action was detrimental. If you remember back during the season, last season, Jerry said, hey, you know, we don't need to hurry up in trying to fix Roger's contract, give him a new deal just yet. I want to have a say in this. Well, he doesn't get a say because they have a six-member committee. It doesn't include Jerry Jones. And so he raised a stink about that. And now Roger Goodell, who, as NFL commissioner, has unilateral total power to arbitrarily fine people, suspend people, do what pretty much whatever he wants. And the thing that just boggles my mind is that Roger Goodell is hired by the owners. He's their boss. They hire their own boss. Their own boss levies these punishments, kind of seems to pick numbers out of thin air, like with the Ezekiel Elliott deal. Ezekiel Elliott, who had never been officially charged or found guilty of any crime whatsoever, got a six-game suspension. And that didn't sit well with Jerry Jones, we all recall. And Jerry made some comments to that effect, and that's what Roger Goodell said was detrimental to the league. Conduct detrimental to the league. I can't see that the league was hurt by it. The rest of the league was helped by it because Ezekiel Elliott didn't play for six games. But at any rate, so now we're talking about at least $2 million. According to the New York Times, it could be many, many more millions of dollars for conduct detrimental to the league. And then on top of that, it's expected that he will be forced to pay the legal fees that the NFL has incurred in dealing with him, Jerry Jones. Now, the reason I say this is great news for Cowboys fans is because Roger Goodell apparently has unlimited power to do whatever he wants to do. And he's prepared to do it, especially since he's been given that contract extensions worth a couple hundred million dollars. He knows that the rest of the owners are behind him, and he's going to just he's going to do whatever he darn well feels like it. He could, and that's why I think that they have a deal. I think Roger and Jerry have a deal. First of all, they want to get this swept off the floor before the NFL draft coming up in about April, I think. And this is happening right smack dab in the middle of the off season. So it's going to be old news by the time the real football news starts to gear up again. It'll be all over and done with. And by the way, Roger Goodell's unlimited power could have done more than just try to take money from Jerry. He could have denied the Cowboys a draft pick or two or three. He could have said Jerry Jones is not allowed to conduct business for his own team for a year, suspending Jerry from his operating his own football team. That's how much power the NFL commissioner has, the guy that Jerry Jones hired. But he's not doing those things. Apparently, he's just going to find Jerry some pocket change. So that's why I think this is a good deal for fans, because we don't have to worry about losing any draft picks. Although I'm not so sure too many Dallas Cowboys fans would be upset if Jerry was put on the sidelines for a year. See what happens at that point. I'll tell you, it's an amazing thing.